Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cooperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone. See?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel. 10 and 2.
Attacks on GMO food have not stopped in Congress, despite the Senate's recent failure to advance a GMO food labeling bill. Some congressional Democrats insist there may be something wrong with GMOs, despite decades of research and declarations by the Food and Drug Administration that GM foods are safe. The issue cropped up again this last week in the House Appropriations Committee, where top panel Democrat Nita Lowey of New York proposed shifting the $3 billion that's been targeted for biotech educational outreach funding over to other uses.
It's not the responsibility of the FDA to mount a government-controlled propaganda campaign to convince the American public that genetically engineered foods are safe, particularly when the science is far from certain.
However, Alabama Republican and Ag Appropriations Chair Robert Alderholt responded with opposition to the movement.
We rise to oppose the amendment. The FDA and the USDA have clearly stated that crops, food and animal feed derived from biotechnology are perfectly safe and healthy. The federal government has reviewed these products and allowed biotech products to enter the marketplace since back in the 1990s. Scientists and federal government acknowledge there is no food safety concern with these products, and the FDA has maintained this position for decades.
AgAprop's Chairman Alderholt stressed there is bipartisan support for GMOs, citing North Dakota Senator Democrat Heidi Heitkamp's advocacy for money to educate the public on the safety of GMOs that she pushed for last year. He cited the need to avoid consumer confusion and says the FDA and USDA need to ensure the public has science-based information. The committee did defeat the anti-GMO amendment by a 20-29 margin. Already, blue and gold jackets are starting to invade the Oklahoma City Metro for the 2016 edition of the Oklahoma State FFA Convention that officially kicks off tomorrow in downtown Oklahoma City. Already, they've had the various interscholastics competition and the career development events this last weekend, Friday, Saturday in Stillwater. The winners in all those curious categories, some of them will be competing on stage at the state convention. Others will be honored at the state convention for their achievements. The district stars have all been selected, and they will be named as far as the star farmer, star in agribusiness, star in ag placement, and star in agriscience. They will be actually named from those five districts. Star finalist on Wednesday afternoon at this year's convention. A lot of great other activities going on. The Hunger Challenge, over 200 chapters, will be honored for donating animals to make into protein sticks for the regional food banks of Oklahoma, and so much more at this year's FFA convention. You've got farm news on Ron.
It's the Limousine and Limflex production sale at Hall Coyote Hills Ranch, Saturday, May 7th at 1 o'clock. The sale will be at the ranch, 1 mile west, 2 miles south, and 1 mile west of Chattanooga, Oklahoma on Highway 5. Some 150 head are being sold as 101 lots, including 50 purebred and Limflex fall pairs. For more information or to receive a catalog, call 580-597-3006 or visit the website at www.hallchr.com. The number again, 580-597-3006.
That's your farm news. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.